感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday we continue to study the Word of God.
啊，我们今天还是会继续来看罗马书的经文。
Today we continue to study the Book of Romans.
啊，我们今天来思想的题目是受苦与荣耀。
Today the topic we're talking about is suffering and glory.
啊，我们请弟兄姊妹一起起立，我们一起来读神的话语。啊，如果你身体不太舒服的话呢，也可以坐着哈。
We ask the congregation to stand up to read the Word of God, but if you're not feel comfortable, you can sit there to read.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的第八章，我们从十六节读到第十七节。
Let's read Romans chapter eight, verse 16 and 17.
罗马书八章十六节起。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
啊，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, send your only begotten Son Jesus Christ. He come to this world.
来寻找，来拯救我们。
Come to seek and to save us.
让一切信靠耶稣基督的人不致灭亡，反得永生。
Lord, we trust that you will not be perished, but have eternal life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，在我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们会看到，信靠主耶稣基督的人，就是蒙恩得救的人，就有一个新的身份，我们是神的儿女了。
And the scriptures is that we see that all those who trust Jesus Christ, we have a new identity. That is, we are the children of God.
我们现在是神的儿女啊，我们就是神的后嗣。
And if we are the children of God, we are the heir of God.
啊，那么这个神的后嗣是什么意思呢？就是我们可以拥有神所拥有的产业。
The heirs of God is basically we own whatever God owns.
啊，但是接下来却说什么呢？我们神的儿女，神的后嗣，居然要受苦。
But follow up, the scripture said, as a children of God, heir of God, we also have to suffer with him.
啊，这其实是让人意想不到的事情。
And it's like unimaginable thing.
啊，我的邻居啊，是一对年轻的夫妻。
I have a neighbor that they're a young couple.
啊，他们的生活啊，说个实在话，在我看来，哇，真的是很潇洒。
And their life, I think it's very fashionable.
啊，他有很大一个那种很豪华的那种房车啊。
They have a very huge what do you call the 房车 car?
Trailer. 啊。
All right, whatever the car, big car, you can travel. You can live inside that car.
对，那个，然后他们就很少回来。回来呢，就是把他那个 trailer 那个去充电哈，那个房车啊，去充电。
They most time they are outside. They don't come back often. But when they come back, they just like recharge their trailer.
然后大概充一两个礼拜时间，然后充完以后，他们又出去了。
Like one or two weeks, they recharge their trailer, and then they go out again.
然后他们的房子呢，他反正有专人过来定期来打理啊，都维护啊。
And in the house, there's some people have maintenance for them.
然后我有另外一个邻居，就跟我说，就找到，就说我们在那聊天啊，就跟我讲，他说：“哎呀，你看他们这一对小年轻，他们怎么就从来不上班呢
？”And so another neighbor, when we just like casual chat, we say, "Hey, look at this young couple. They never go to work or so what?"
他们怎么这么有钱呢、啊？他们这到处玩，他怎么又不上班
？How come they are so rich and they can travel everywhere and do not have to work?
他们一定是从父母那里继承了一大笔的遗产。所以他们过这种无忧无虑啊，这种幸福的生活。
It must be inherited a lot from their parents, so they can live this life without like concern.
然后， 这就是我们对那种有钱人家的孩子，就是拥有大量财富的人的一个概念。
And this is the concept of heirs of a rich family. That's the concept we have.
这事实就是这样子。
And the fact is indeed the same. It's true.
有钱人家的孩子看上去就是无忧无虑一点，就是没有什么烦恼，就是这个富足快乐，生活也没有什么压力的。
And the heirs of a rich family is looks like this no concern and live happily and there's no pressure from the life.
我们看，就是这个世界上所谓富家子就是这样，那何况神的儿女呢？那该是多么好的生活呀！我们会这样想。
If we think about this, even the heirs of the earthly rich family will live that life. What about the heirs of God? It should be even better, right?
但圣经却告诉我们，神的儿女要怎样？要和耶稣一起受苦。
But the scripture here said, heirs of Christ, heirs of God, will suffer with him, with Christ.
我们今天呢，往往有些人他有这样的一个结论，他看，哎呀，这个人生活为什么这么苦啊？这个人生活为什么这么多难处？就是没钱。
And today we all obviously were easy to come to conclusion that oh, this person is so many suffering and difficulty in their life is just because don't have money.
基督徒不应该有这样的看法啊。
And a Christian should have this type of view of a people.
基督徒不要有这样的看法哦。你看这个人生活很苦，你看这个人生活好像很多的困难，就是说，哎呀，就是没钱。这是世人的看法，不应该是基督徒这样的看法。
And Christian should look at it this way. This is the earthly view, and Christian should not look at a person that was living a difficult life because he don't have money.
这个人生活很苦，这个人生活有很多磨难，他说不定他是神的儿女呢，更加证明他是神的儿女，有这个可能性呢。
And if a person live a very difficult life and suffering a lot, and he could be the heir of God, children of God, there is a possibility according to the scripture we have here.
有钱的人生活就不苦吗？
And is there wealthy people, they have, their life is not, no suffering?
马斯克先生很多人都很羡慕啊。
And Elon Musk, everybody, many people are very admired of him.
他有家不能回的。
He actually cannot return to his home.
他的很多 你不知道怎么说，是叫女朋友啊，反正是给他生孩子，妻子啊，女朋友怎么样，想见他很难。
And he,
他孩子想见他也很难。
He has a woman, I don't know, call a wife or something, basically bear children for him, and it's very hard to see him.
我没有说人家 something 啊，人家是那个。他孩子真的很难，后来人就奇怪，他你当然人家也心里也不舒服啊，孩子都跟你生那么难见到你，他说哎呀，你要知道啊，很多人想杀我呀。
And but of course those women are kind of feels not good, right? Because I bear children for you, but I cannot see you that easily. And but his reason is that hey, there's so many people want to kill me.
他是一个如此有钱的人，看上去如此有权利的人，但是他却如此没有安全感。他甚至连他的行踪，连他住什么地方，他都是连他跟他很亲近的人，给他生孩子的人都不知道。
So you can see that such a rich person has such insecurity, and he has so many money, but he has to live in different place, and the place he lives has to be like sealed even to those who bear children for him.
他的生活是因为穷吗？他的这个生活的苦，这个生活的这个难处，是因为穷吗？是因为没钱吗？当然不是了。
So his suffering or the difficulty in his life is because no money? Of course it's not.
很多人都认为钱可以解决一切问题。
Many people think money can solve all the problems.
那作为基督徒如果这样想，那你真的就对圣经、对神的话语太陌生了。
If as a Christian you think that way, and then you are far away from the word of God.
所以世人会这样看，世人会说啊，神的儿女那一定就像这个世界上有钱人家的孩子啊，过着这个轻松愉快的生活。但是你看圣经，圣经却说神的儿女要跟耶稣一同要受苦。
Personally, you may think that heir of God has to be live a life, a wonderful life, but Bible said.As an heir of God, we actually will suffer with the Christ.
有一个国家哈，那么这个国家的国民呢，本来大多数都是另外一种宗教信仰的信徒。
And there's a country, and this country most people have as a belief of different type of religion.
但是呢，后来人们就发现呢，这个国家的大多数国民，在一个相对来说比较短的时间，可能就十年、二十年就是这样，相对来说比较短的时间，大量的从他们原来的宗教信仰里面就改信基督教了。
And then people find out that in this country and a great amount of population, in a very short period of time, like 10 to 20 years, and they convert to Christianity.
当时很多教会、很多基督徒当然感到非常的振奋呐，对不对？
At that time, many church and Christians would be very excited about this.
啊，我们看到哇，神的教会倍增，我们感到非常的振奋。
And we see the God Church has kind of multiplied, and everyone is very excited.
好，就有人就去问他们，去了解，是什么原因呢？后来就发现，哦，原来他们改信基督教的原因是这个样子。
And so the people went there and they tried to find out, ask people the reason, and then they find out the reason they convert to Christianity.Is this?
因为他们一直认为，就说啊，我只要信一个神，那我的这个生活就富足，就轻松。我生活中很多的困难，这个神就帮我去解决它。
Because they had to be convinced that if I believe in a God, and then the God will solve my problem, and my life will be okay.
但他们在以前的那个宗教信仰里面，他们信他们以前的神，发现不灵啊，这一套不灵啊，生活还是很多的困难了。
And in their previous religion, they find that the God they believe in, it seems doesn't work, and their life is still in poor poverty.
好的，这时候就有人就告诉他，这个圣经中的上帝啊，那是能力最大的神。你们以前信的那个神呐，能力太小了。你要信那个能力最大的神，那你们日子就一定会富足平安了，这个国家很快就发展起来了，人民就很快富有起来了。
And then someone come to there and tell them, the God you guys believe is very little power, and the God in the Bible is the most powerful God, and if you believe in him, and then you will become prosper, and your country will be prosper.
后来很多人说，那我们试试看。
And then they said, okay, let's try.
他们就很相对来说很短的一个时间，大量的人就改教，就成为基督徒了。
So therefore, in a very short period of time, a large population of that country converted to Christianity.
其实圣经没有这样的教导。
But Bible really doesn't have such a teaching.
圣经从来没有说你信靠耶稣，你就可以一下子就成功，一下子就发财。圣经说你信靠耶稣，你要受苦。
Bible didn't say you trusted God, you will be developed, you will prosper. But here, said if you...heir of God will suffer with Christ.
我们其实一直有一个误解啊，在这个世界上啊，其实有基督徒比例非常高的国家，其实是有一些非常贫穷的国家是这样。
And we actually have this misunderstanding. In fact, in this world, actually, some the high percentage of Christian in that country actually the most likely a very poor country.
啊，比如说埃塞俄比亚。
For example, Ethiopia.
它的基督徒比例非常的高，但这个国家显然不是一个非常富有的国家。
And is a percentage of Christian actually it's very high, but Ethiopia definitely is not a rich country.
这个世界上一些比较富有的国家其实基督徒比例很低很低了。
And some rich country actually the percentage of Christianity actually it's low.
比如说一些北欧啊，或者一些西欧一些。高发达高福利的国家其实他们大量的是无神论者。
For example, Northern and West Europe and those high, high income country and they are most population are like atheist.
当然这个世界上很多很多的人说自己是基督徒但是不是真正的是基督徒。
Of course, there's many people call themselves a Christian, but actually it's not really a Christian.
我以前有个很好的一个朋友啊然后呢他去就是去拜访一个教会。
I have a good friend, one time he went to visit the church.
然后呢这个教会并不知道就是我这个朋友已经是基督徒了就以为他是还是一个对福音感兴趣的慕道友。
And that church don't know that my friend is already a Christian, and he thought he's just a seeker.
然后呢，聚会完了以后呢，这个教会这个一些同工啊，就非常的热心，就把我这个朋友就带去看他们教会那些长老执事住的那个豪宅。
And so after the worship, and this co-workers kind of very enthusiastically bring this my friend to see those big house, the church's elders and deacons live.
然后就对我这个朋友就说：“信耶稣吧，信耶稣吧，信耶稣！你看，你也可以住到这样的房子里面去。”
And they said, "Well, just believing, ask him to believe in Jesus Christ, and say if you believe, then you probably could live in that house."
后来我这个朋友听了这个话，他就笑而不语。他跟他已经是基督徒了嘛，然后也是很热心的基督徒，一直在教会服侍。
And my friend just hear this saying, he just smiled. He didn't say anything. Of course, he is already a Christian. He actually actively serve in the church.
然后后来他后来个。回来以后跟我们讲这个事情啊，他就说他当时听到这个话，他开始觉得很好笑，但是后来越想越害怕，觉得这句话很可怕。
And later on, he shared with us, said initially he thought this saying is pretty kind of laughable, but later on, he think more and more he feels terrified.
他圣经中有一位讲了非常相似的话呀。
And it's in the Bible, there's one person said, one being actually said a similar thing.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们把这段经文读一下。
Let's look at the scripture on the screen, and we can read together. I read it.
我们一起读，我们一起读一下马太福音四章八到十节。
Matthew chapter 4:8-10.
八节起，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国和万国的荣华都指给他看。对他说，你若服服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。这个里面所说的他是谁呢？主耶稣。这是魔鬼试探主耶稣，是用这样的方法呀。
And the scripture to him is referred to Jesus Christ. That's what devil test Jesus Christ.
来拜，拜了你就发财，拜了你就成功，拜了你就拥有荣华富贵啊。
And basically, devil tell Jesus, just worship me, and if you worship, you'll be success, you'll have all the glories of the nations.
那耶稣是怎么回答？
And what's the answer of Jesus Christ?
我们再一起来读，十节起。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。哎呀，我当时那个朋友啊，他可能记忆力可能在那一瞬间不太好，没用这句话来答复啊。
And my friend at that time maybe not a good memory of the scriptures, so he should reply with the sentence.
成为神的儿女，信靠耶稣，并不是在这个世界上你会成功，你会富足，不是，这并不是这样。
Become a children of God does not mean you have to be successful in this world. You'll be prosper.
当然也不是说你就一定不会成功，也不是，但是这不重要，这不重要。
But it's not says you definitely won't be prosper or success. The point is that's not important.
重要的是你成为神的儿女，你信靠耶稣，你要跟耶稣一样的去受苦，这是重要。有钱人一样也可以受苦，对不对？
The important thing is that.When you become children of God, you suffer with Christ. Even you're a rich person, you also can suffer.
所以呢，这其实就回到我们一再重复的，就是圣灵引导神的儿女到底是为什么，到底要把神的儿女带到什么方向去。
So that come back to that we repeatedly emphasized that when the Holy Spirit led God's children, where he will lead us to.
圣灵引导神的儿女要越来越活出像主耶稣基督那样的生命，这是圣灵引导神的儿女要走的方向。
Holy Spirit lead the children of God. He want to lead the children of God towards live a life more and more modeled by Christ. That's the direction that Holy Spirit want to lead us to.
越来越活出像耶稣那样的生命，那中间当然要经历很多很多的试炼或者说塑造。
And if we want to live a life be more and more like Jesus Christ, in the process, definitely will have a lot of trial and also a lot of discipline.
啊，那么我们说到神的儿女呢会受苦，那么首先我们要知道啊，到底要受什么样的苦？是不是只要受苦就是神的儿女？
So when we talk about children of God who suffer with Christ, we have to understand what kind of type of suffering. Is that all the suffering is the suffer with Christ?
我们知道圣经中有一位他受了很多苦，就是耶稣说的那个浪子的比喻中的浪子，他都结果到猪圈里面，连猪吃的豆荚他都吃不到。你说他受不受苦啊？他受很多苦。
And we know in the Bible that in the parable that Jesus gave is the prodigal son actually suffered a lot. Think about it, he was in the pen of a pig, and so how much he suffered. Think about that.
但他受的这个苦，那是他自己的罪造成的。
But the suffering he has actually is caused by his own sin.
他受的这个苦跟荣耀没有一点关系啊。
And the suffering he has nothing to do with glory.
他受的这个苦让他想起他活在罪中。
And the suffering he experienced reminded him that he is living sin.
所以我们今天说神的儿女要受苦，我们首先要知道我们到底是为什么受苦才是有意义，才是有价值。
And so when we talk about suffering with Christ as a children of God, and we have to understand what kind of suffering has a value in Christ.
我们一起大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And I'll read the scripture on the screen, and you can look at it.
彼得前书二章20-21节，你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。就是只有为义受苦，才是被神所看为有价值、有意义的。
So here we can see very clearly, only suffer for the righteousness, and then in the view of God is meaningful.
你要用犯罪去受苦，因你的懒惰，因你的愚昧，因你的自私，因你的骄傲，你一定在这个世界上，你要遭遇很多的摔很多的跟头，遭遇很多的患难。
Because of our arrogance, because of our selfish, because of all kinds of the mistakes or sin, we will suffer a lot in this world, definitely.
那如果这一切的苦难能够带领你认罪悔改，那有价值。如果这一切的苦难只会让你在那里怨天尤人，那就根本没有价值。
So all the suffering, if it leads you to repentance, and then there is has the value. But if all those suffering are out of our own problem, and leads you continue to complain, and other people, God, then has no value at all.
我们来看圣经中记载一位他受了很多的苦。
Let's look at the Bible. There's one person that he suffers a lot.
那么我们从他身上来看什么叫因义来受苦。
And from him, let's see what means suffer for the righteousness.
那这位呢就是约瑟，在创世纪记载的约瑟。
And this person is Joseph, is recorded in the Genesis.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And you can look on the screen, and I read it for you.
创世纪的37:3-4，以色列原来爱约瑟，过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟，过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。那么以色列就是雅各了。
And first, it's the Israel is the Jacob.
那么他特别喜欢他这个年老生的这个孩子约瑟。
And he just loved this the child that he had while he's at old age.
结果呢，约瑟的哥哥们呢就非常恨约瑟。
So basically, the brother of Joseph basically jealous and hate him.
那有一次呢，约瑟的哥哥们出去放羊，好多天了都没有回来。这时候约瑟就很担心哥哥们，他就要出去找。
So one day, his brother went out to flock the sheep, and he didn't come back. So Joseph just concerned about his brother, so he went out to seek them.
那这时候，狠心的哥哥们看到约瑟来了，他们本来是要想杀死约瑟的，在那个荒郊野外。
And his brother saw him come, and they actually initially they want to kill him.
那这时候正好有一路人就是要去到埃及，那最后这些哥哥们呢，就把约瑟就卖给这些人。
And but at that time, just a group of people traveling passed by, and so the brother of Joseph just sold this Joseph to those group of people.
啊，结果约瑟呢，大概当时可能也就十六七岁的样子，就到埃及去当奴隶去了。
So Joseph at that time, probably 16, 17 years old, he was sold to Egypt to be a slave.
那哥哥们回去就骗父亲雅各，就说他这个最爱的这个小儿子约瑟就被野兽吃掉了。
And so the brothers went back to home and just lied to their father, said that the younger brother is eaten by the beast.
当时约瑟很年轻啊，十六七岁啊。去到异国他乡，他身边没有一个亲人，没有一个朋友，然后去到那里，到别人家里去做奴隶。
At that time, Joseph was very young and go to the foreign country and go to be a slavery.
后来又被他主人的妻子陷害，他又坐牢。
And he also was wronged by his master's wife.And will be put in prison.
其实我们如果试想一下，这对一个十六七岁的年轻人来说，这是非常非常困难、非常非常不容易的。他心里的苦、心里的各种的委屈，他跟谁说呢？
Because as for the a person age of 16, 17, all the things that come to him as a suffering is not that easy to take, and even don't have any person to talk to.
但是他在这样的苦难当中，他对独一真神的信仰从来没有有过任何的动摇。
But in all those suffering and those tribulation, and his faith to his own God is never shaken and never changed.
约瑟一生呢说过两句非常重要的话。
And in his life, he said two important sentences.
第一句话。就是当时可能只有十六七岁啊，很年轻的约瑟说的：“我怎能做这个大恶得罪神
？”And the first sentence he said, this young man was 16, 17 years old. He said, "How can I do this great wickedness, and sin against God?"
就是约瑟主人的妻子要来诱惑他犯罪，这时候约瑟就坚决的抵挡，就是我绝不能犯这个罪，我不能得罪神。
And this happened when his master's wife tried to tempt Joseph into sin, and then Joseph said, "I cannot do this."
就是人类历史当中人关于人的伦理道德说的最伟大的一句话，就是人犯罪归根结底是得罪了神，得罪了造我们的那一位主。
And we can think about it, it's human history. That's the greatest the saying about ethics. When we sin, we ultimately sin against God.
啊，这个世界上对很多的罪，什么是罪，什么是善的讨论，很多很多啊，都没有到这个程度。什么是罪？罪是犯罪，得罪了上帝，这是罪。
There's so many discussion about what kind of sin, what's good, and there's never reached to that degree, which is sin, wickedness is a sin against God.
我们都是在座的，我相信都是华人啊，或者大多数都是华人。华人有这句老话，就是成王败寇，是不是？
And we are a lot of here. We have the Chinese culture, and we all have know this saying: If I'm a success.If I'm succeed, then I'm a king. If I failed, then I'm a thief.
什么是道德啊？道德就是你成功了，那你就是王；你失败了，那你就是贼。
So basically, the ethic view here is if you succeed, then you're king, and if you are lost, and then you're the thief.
我就认识一个年轻人，他其实就是在很 很偶然的情况下，或者他自己很软弱的情况下，他去点击了五次他不该点击的网站，结果这个年轻人一辈子就毁了。
And I know a young man actually, and he because at the time he like clicked the five times the website that he should not click on, and because of this, start from there, his whole life is kind of destroyed.
这网站就是 FBI 设立的啊，所谓就关于那种未成年人的那些。不好的网站，他点了五次，一辈子就毁。他本来是一个很有前途 IT 行业的一个年轻人，然后从此再也不能接触任何硬盘、屏幕、键盘，再也不接触。你说，在今天这个世界不能接触这个，他能做什么
？And this website actually is the FBI put there for try to catch those criminal and.So since he clicked and for the whole life, he are not allowed to access anything sensitive and children, whatever, that type of thing.
然后这个年轻人一辈子就毁了。
And he actually is a very good IT engineer, but his life basically destroyed.
再也不可能回到现在。我现在已经完全不知道他去哪里了。
He is no longer come back to his profession. I even don't know where he is right now.
我们也都知道啊，爱泼斯坦的档案。
Well, know the Epstein's file.
那么多位高权重的人，他们可不是点击了几下子不该点的网站呢。
And so many so-called elite person, they are not just click a couple of websites.
他们毁了很多人的人生，他们的人生有被毁吗
？And they destroy so many people's life, but how about their life?
当然了，我们知道。在上帝那里，一切隐藏的都会解开。在上帝那里，审判全地的神岂不公义公平呢
？Of course, in the sight of God, everything is nothing will be covered, because the God who judge heaven and earth.
所以，这就是人的道德是如此的扭曲，是如此的败坏。但是约瑟在他很年轻的时候，他就说，犯罪是得罪上帝。
So.While the human ethics is so corrupted, but Joseph, when he was young, and he can say, "I cannot do this weakness to sin against God."
他这句话是在苦难当中说出来的。
And when he say this, while he was in the suffering,
他说这句话，他就被关到牢房里去了。
And because of his say this, he was put in the prison.
但是圣经更宝贵的是什么呢？神与他同在。
But more preciously, his Bible said that God is with him.
华人基督徒可能都知道一首歌，就是耶稣同在就是天堂，是不是
？And we Christian probably we all notice him, and the presence of Jesus Christ is heaven.
无论你是住大厦，无论你是住茅房，耶稣同在就是天堂。
When you live in a big house or small cottage, and the presence of God, presence of Jesus is heaven.
所以约瑟他的苦难把他对神的信心完全彰显出来，在苦难中彰显出来。
So in his suffering and in a difficult time, and his faith was a complete demonstrate.
那么约
God is demonstrate.
约瑟一生中讲了第二句非常重要的话。
And the second word that Joseph actually said in his life.
那么就是很多年以后，约瑟成了埃及的宰相，然后神给约瑟有智慧，就保守埃及在天下大饥荒的时候，只有埃及有粮食。
This happened many, many years later, and Joseph actually became the prime minister of Egypt, and God gave him the wisdom, so he keep the Egypt actually among a big famine, and keep the Egypt like everything is prosper.
那这时候，以色列也就是雅各全家就下到埃及来找粮食。
And at that time, and his family, which is Jacob's family, actually because of the famine, they come to Egypt to looking for food.
那约瑟看到他的哥哥们来了，约瑟一看到他哥哥们，约瑟就认出来，但是他的哥哥们却没有认出，就是14年前被他们卖到埃及做奴隶的那个小弟弟约瑟。
And Joseph actually recognized them immediately when recognized his brother immediately, but his brother didn't recognize that their younger brother, that which was sold by them to the Egypt 14 years ago.
那中间经历了一些周折哈，那么最后当然是兄弟相认了。
And things actually kind of progressed. Of course, finally, the brothers kind of start to meet with each other.
那结果又过了十多年，结果老父亲雅各死了。这时候哥哥们心里又害怕了，就说以前约瑟不报仇，那是因为父亲还在。现在父亲死了，那约瑟一定会报仇。这时候哥哥们又害怕了。
And then some years pass by, and their old fathers died, Jack died. And then his brother getting afraid again. Before they thought, well, because a father is there, so Joseph was not revenge us. But now father is passed away, and they're afraid that Joseph finally would be revenge them.
他就说，你看，约瑟一定恨我们。我们以前待他一切的恶，他一定是加倍的报复我们。
And so look at this, he said, well, and Joseph definitely hate us, and whatever we did evil to him, he probably fully repay us.
你看，这就是恶人的心，这就是罪人的心，他自己犯罪，他认为别人一定会加倍的来犯罪，来害他，这是恶人是这样想的。
And this is a sinner's thoughts, and he did wrong to other people, he think other people will do the same wrong to him, or even worse.
现在不是有人说吗？就说哎呀，我们这一群人呐，一定不能成为少数。我们这一群人如果成为少数啊，那些曾经对我们欺负的人呐，那一定会千倍的来欺负我们，残酷的压迫我们。有人讲这样的话，对不对？还是名人讲这样的话
？And today we hear the saying said, our group cannot be become a minority. You have to be a majority. If not, if we become a minority and then the people we oppressed before, they probably will be overly oppressed us.
他说千倍，这就是约瑟的这些恶人的哥哥，罪人的哥哥，他就这样想。我害他，他一定千倍的害我。罪人是这样想的。
And this is the same mentality as the Joseph's brother. I do wrong to him, he will be do wrong ten or hundredfold to me.
这就是法国人讲的一句话，就是一个撒谎者，他人生最悲惨的一件事情就是他永远跟一个撒谎者活在一起。
And just like a French saying, a liar is the greatest tragedy of a liar is that he live with a liar for his life.
那我们把这句话稍微引申，一个罪人，他人生中最惨的，就看所有人都是罪人。
And so,
都是恶人。
If we change the saying a little bit, is that if a wicked person, the most tragedy in his life is look, everybody is a wicked person.
就像那个该隐，人类历史上第一个杀人犯，他把自己的弟弟杀死了，结果他说，所有看到我的人都要杀我，在他眼中，所有人都是杀人犯。
Just like Cain, and he killed his brother. So in his view, everyone who saw him will kill him.
结果约瑟有没有加倍的报复他哥哥呢
？And but whether Joseph actually paid them fully?
没有。我们一直看到屏幕上的经文，我们就来读第十九节哈。
Let's look at this verse 19 on the screen. Let's read that.
创世纪五十章十九节起，就读这一节啊，十九节起。约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”这是约瑟一生中讲的第二句伟大的话。第一句，我不能作恶得罪神，这是第一句。第二句，我不能代替神，我不是神。
And this is the second great saying that in Joseph's life. The first one, he said, I cannot sin against God. Second, he said, I cannot replace God.
他为什么不报复他的哥哥？是不是他不知道他哥哥曾经害他？他知道，他说你们害我，我知道。
And why didn't repay his brother? Does he don't know what his brother do to him? He make it clear. Yes, I know.
但这里面有神的美意。
But he said, "Well, you guys want to do something wrong to me, but there is a God's will there."
美意就是你看现在，以色列全家都得救了。
And God's will is good. Look, the Israelite be saved because of me there.
然后最后他说，他很重要，就说我不是上帝。
And basically, then he said, "I'm not God."
那么约瑟甚至安慰他的那些哥哥们。
And also, he not only do not repay them, he also comfort them.
所以呢，我们今天来说，神的儿女要受苦难，约瑟是一个典型的例子。他的父亲特别喜欢他，以色列特别喜欢他。
So today we will say the children of God were suffered, and it's Joseph is an example.
那正因为他的父亲特别喜欢他，结果他受最多的苦，在他哥哥们当中，他受最多苦。
Because his father liked him, so he suffered the most.
当然这一切都有神的美意了。
Of course, there's a will of God, so this whole thing.
在这些苦难当中，在这样的人生经历当中，约瑟对上帝的信心，约瑟那个真正神儿子的那个品格就彰显出来了。
So because of this suffering and the face of Joseph to God and the children of God, the character of children of God being demonstrated.
圣经中啊，有两位，当然除了主耶稣之外啊，有两位圣经用非常详细的篇幅来介绍这两位，但是呢，却几乎没有一句话去指出他们的罪或者是弱点。
And in the Bible, there's two characters besides Jesus, and God is very, Bible is a very detailed description of this two person, and but none of them actually have any single word that says there's something wrong about them.
一个就是约瑟，一个就是但以理。
One is Joseph, the other is Daniel.
这两个年轻人。在他们身上，他们都受了很多的苦难，都是很年轻就到异国他乡，要么是亡国奴，要么是奴隶。
These two young men actually in their life, they are, while they're young, they still start to suffer a lot. Whether they're in the other other country, either as a either as a slavery or being captivity, being in the captivity.
Yeah. 然后，但他们有一个共同点，就在苦难当中。他们神儿子的品格就彰显出来，信心就显明。
But there's something common that these two young men, in all the suffering and the difficulties, their faith to God and their character as the children of God being demonstrated.
所以我们来思想神的儿女为什么要受苦难呢？第一条，在苦难当中，你神儿女对神的信心就显明出来了。
So when we think about why the heir of God has to suffer, and number one, in the suffering, our faith to God being demonstrated.
第二个原因就是你在苦难当中，你神的儿女被圣灵引导，你就看见神的美意。
And the second, and in the suffering, and led by the Holy Spirit, you see the will of God.
约瑟在苦难当中，他看见哦，这都是神的美意。
And Joseph, in all this, through his own suffering, he sees the good will of God.
他的哥哥为什么看不到呢？甚至他的父亲都没有看到。
And why his brother cannot see it, even his father didn't see it.
因为他没有真正的经历在这个苦难当中。
Because they don't have the true experience in the suffering.
那有人可能不同意，有人说，那约瑟不是很小的时候，神都给他有异象吗？神就早就告诉他了，将来你的父亲甚至你的哥哥们都要向你下拜，你有意向，所以你知道啊。
Some of them may disagree with this. Said, "Well, the Bible said in a very early time, God gave Joseph actually some two visions that in some day his father and his brother will be worship him."
但是我们要知道啊，他的哥哥、他的父亲也知道约瑟这个意向，对不对？约瑟把他这个意向告诉了他的哥哥和父亲呢。
But the fact is, not only Joseph know that two vision, and his brother, his father knows this two vision as well. Because Joseph, when he got this two vision, he told his father and his brothers.
我当时看《创世纪》这段记载，我就说：“哎呀，这个小孩子太单纯了，怎么能把这个意向告诉自己的父亲和兄弟？那他兄弟当然会嫉妒，会恨他呀。”太单纯了。
And when I first read Genesis, I thought this young Joseph is too naive. How can he tell this vision to his brother? Obviously, when his brother hears that, it will be envy or jealous about him.
当然他确实是清心，他是个清心人，他很单纯啊。但是即便这件事情都有神的美意，就最后让我们看见，其实这个意象你们都知道，但是只有约瑟真正看见神的旨意了。
Of course,
他的兄弟就没看到。他的父亲就没看到。
Of course, Joseph is like a children, like a heart is pure. So he just tell this to his brother and fathers. And but this is also in God's good will, because this vision is being told to everybody, but Joseph see it, they don't.
那有什么不同呢？因为他经历了苦难，他真的经历了苦难。他在那么多孤独的夜晚，他在牢房里面，他在做奴隶的时候，他求问神，他经历这些，他就跟神特别亲近，神就与他同在。
So what's different is that Joseph goes through the suffering and the difficulties, and so in the darkest moment of his life, in the slavery, in the prison, he cried to God, and God is with him.
所以这就是神的儿女要受苦的第二个原因。第一个原因在苦难当中信心彰显，第二个原因在苦难当中你就看见神的美意。
So we can see the two reasons that that children of God will have a suffering. One is in the suffering, we see the faith be demonstrated, and the second, we see God's will.
第三个原因，我们只有在苦难当中，我们才能学习顺从。神的儿女是顺命的儿女。
And the third reason is that only in the suffering we start to learn obedience.And the children of God is the children of obedience.
魔鬼之子是悖逆之子。
And the children of the devil is the devil of a betrayer.
好，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读哈，希伯来书的五章八到九节。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
希伯来书五章八节起，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从，他既得以完全。就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。这里说的是主耶稣，就主耶稣上帝的独生爱子，他都是从苦难当中学习顺从的。
What he talk about is Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Even him, learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
今天我们很多的家长在那里头疼了。哎呀，我的孩子怎么就不听话？怎么就不听话？
And today, a lot of parents kind of get a headache. Why my child or my children just don't listen?
你没有给他苦头吃，他怎么听话呢？
If he doesn't have a little bit of suffering, how he can be obedience?
你给他苦头吃，他就听话。
If you have let him learn some difficulties, then he will learn the obedience.
耶稣都从所受的苦难学了顺从。
Jesus Christ learned obedience by the things in which he suffered.
你的孩子什么苦头你都舍不得给他吃，一天到晚给他吃甜的，那他哪里顺从呢？
If your children, you don't dare to give him a very little stretch of things to suffer, and then how he could learn, he or she could learn the obedience.
再说一遍啊，神的儿女是顺命的儿女。
We talk about this, children of God is obedience.
魔鬼之子是悖逆之子。
And the devil of the children of the devil is betrays.
说到在苦难当中学习顺从，那圣经中让我们必然会想到一位，就是约伯了。
And if we talk about the through suffering and to learn the obedience, the other one we'll obviously think about is Job.
那我们因为时间的关系，我们就不能。太多时间思想约伯，但在苦难当中，约伯讲一句话，赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。
And because of time being, we cannot detail talk about Job, but Job said one thing: said what given is by Lord gives, Lord takes away.
神的名是应当称颂。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
你不受苦，你讲不出这句话。
If you don't suffer, you cannot say that.
你不受到大苦，你不受到。极大极大的苦，你还是讲不出这句话。
If do not have a great suffering, you still cannot say that.
约伯是受了极大的苦，当然除了主耶稣之外啊，约伯受了极大的苦。
Job, of course, besides Jesus Christ, Job has suffered greatly.
所以他讲不出这句话。给的是神，收的也是神，不论怎么样，神的名要称颂。
So that's what he said. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away, and bless the name of the Lord.
如果说什么是顺从，这就是顺从。
If what kind of obedience is, this is the obedience.
最后约伯就说了，我赐生出于母胎，也赐生归回，但是我跟别人所有的人，不一样。 我肉身灭绝之后，我要见神。
And finally, Job said, "I was naked, come, I will naked leave, but all I'm different from the other people is I will see my Redeemer."
并不像外人，不像别人。
It's not like other people.
这就是经历了苦难的人，他的生命就成熟了。成熟的体现就是顺从。
And this is the people who goes through suffering, and his life become obedience life.
我们今天来思想神的儿女要受苦。第一个，我们在苦难当中信心彰显；第二个，在苦难当中看见神的美意。
Today we talk about the heir of God who will suffer with Christ. First, in the suffering, our faith being demonstrated. Second, we see the good will of God.
第三，在苦难当中，我们学习顺从。
And third, in the suffering, we learn obedience.
那么第四点，圣经告诉我们，我们在肉身受过苦的，我们就与罪断绝。
And first, and Bible teaches us, if we suffered, and we will be seized from sin, flesh has seized from sin.
我们把这句经文还是读一遍哈，我们看着屏幕上的经文一起来读，彼得前书的四章一节起。基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。所以我们在接受苦难可以帮助我们怎样的离开罪。
So he also said if we suffered and experienced suffering can help us to away from the sin.
这里呢就是我们要特别说明啊，就这里说，就受苦与罪断绝，并不是说你一受苦你就不再犯罪，并不是这样的。很多人边受苦边犯罪的。
And here we got to be careful. It's not saying I'm suffered and then I have no away from sin. Some people are suffering while still keep sinning.
这是说我们在苦难当中，让我们能够来思想这个苦难是罪所带来的。
And this is talking about when we suffer, and so in the suffering we can thinking if the suffering is bring by sin.
然后圣灵光照我们，我们就离开这样的罪。
And the Holy Spirit lighten us, so we move away from such a sin.
浪子就是这样的。
And the prodigal son is like this.
浪子不受那个苦，他不会离开那个罪。
And that prodigal son, if that does not suffer and have those suffering, he will not leave away from his sinful place.
当然并不是所有人在苦难当中他就一定离开罪啊。那么这中间还是你要有个顺服的心。如果圣灵光照你了，你顺服圣灵的带领。
It's not everyone in the suffering they were willing to leave the sin. Holy Spirit light shed this light on you and your obedience, then you leave the sin.
最后我们一定要强调，圣经从来没有说我们可以把受苦当作好像我自己的功劳功德，没有这样的。
And finally, we have to make clear: Bible never said the suffering can be something that we can boast of our own work.
如果有一天你洋洋得意，你看，哎呀，我为主受了多少苦，我为传福音受了多少苦，我洋洋得意，我把这个当作自己的功劳，那你真的就危险了。
And if one day you kind of boast how many suffering I have for gospel, for God, for everything, and then you're probably in a very dangerous position.
那就是希望圣灵光照你，让你看到许许多多在基督里面的人，他们是真的是效法耶稣，谦卑柔和。
If you intend to do this, pray that Holy Spirit could beLet you see so many brothers and sisters in Christ. They are humble. They are meek.
那么受苦呢？苦难呢？绝对不是我们的功德，绝对不是我们的功劳。
And suffering and goes through the hardship is not something we can boast of as our work.
如果你觉得，哎呀，我为传福音受了多少苦，我为耶稣的名受了多少委屈，如果你有这样的想法，你赶紧要认罪悔改，要不然你这些全部白受了。
If you think you're thinking that I have for the preach the gospel, I suffered so many and I go through so many hardship. If you have that thought, you should repent, and otherwise you have those suffering and those in vain.
我们在苦难当中呢，圣灵光照引导我们，让我们的生命能够越来越活出耶稣基督的样子。
So in the suffering and the hardship, Holy Spirit lead us, so our life, live a life more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
苦难当中我们看见神的美意，苦难当中我们能够学习顺从，苦难当中我们可以离开罪。
And in the suffering, we can see our face, we can see the good will of God, and we can learn obedience, and we can... Stay away from sin.
尤其是我们的信心，往往是在苦难当中才能彰显出来。
And especially our faith can be demonstrated in our suffering.
约伯他刚开始是这个世界上非常富有的人，对不对？
Job is a very rich person in this world in the beginning of the time.
然后魔鬼就对上帝说：“你看约伯，信你，那是你给他好处啊，他信你。”你把他好处拿走，你看约伯一定当面弃绝上帝，这是魔鬼说的。
And the devil said, "Well, Job has a fear you because you gave him so many good things. If you take those things away, he will deny you unto your face." That's what the devil said.
所以约伯一直信上帝，但是当约伯平安、富足、轻松、愉快的时候，他那个信心在魔鬼看来一钱不值。
And so.Job actually is believing God all the time, but in the sight of devil, while you are in the comfortable life, your faith was nothing.
有好处嘛，当然信了。
You have your benefit, of course you believe.
拿走，你再看看。
Take those benefits away.
那很多人在这个时候信心就没有了，对不对？
A lot of people they lost their faith.
那所以圣经把约伯写到圣经里面去啊。
So that's why Bible put Job in the Bible.
这说明什么？像他这样的人很多吗？
And that says what? Is many people like him?
太少了。
Not many people.
但是神就让我们活出这样的生命，而不要有那种一钱不值的生命，有好处就信，没好处就不信。
And God wants to live out the life like this, and not like the life.If I have a benefit, I believe. If I don't, I don't believe.
那如果这样的生命能够活出来，那你身上真的就有耶稣基督的印记了。
If you truly live a life like this, then you have the mark of Jesus Christ in your life.
什么印记呢？苦难留下的。
And what the mark? This mark is made through the suffering.
耶稣基督从死里复活，他身上一直有印记，现在在天上荣耀的主耶稣一直还带着这个印记。
Jesus raised from death, and he still have this mark. Even right now in glorious heaven, he still had that mark.
是什么印记？
What kind of mark?
就耶稣今天在天上荣耀的主耶稣基督至高的宝座，他身上还是有这个印记。
Today, in the glorious heaven, and Jesus Christ still have his own mark. What kind of mark?
手上的钉痕，肋上的枪伤还在。
And the wound on his side, and this nail, mark of nail on his hand.
这就是爱的记号，这就是荣耀的记号。
This is a sign of love. This is a sign of glory.
如果耶稣基督在十字架上没有经历十字架的受难，那这些记号都没有了。
If Jesus Christ didn't suffer on the cross, then they don't have those mark.
好，我们最后一起来读一处圣经的经文，我们弟兄姊妹可以起立一起来读。那么如果你身体不太舒服呢，也可以坐着读。
In conclusion, let's read the scripture and if you not feel comfortable, you can sit there to read.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读腓立比书的二章五到十一节，五节起，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you, you send your only begotten Son Jesus Christ to come to this world.
主耶稣本有神的形象，但是他却取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样子。
Jesus is God, has the image of God, but he take the image of man and become a man.
然后他就卑微。顺服以至于死。
And humble and obedience and obedience till death.
愿圣灵光照我们，让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，能够以耶稣的心为心。
May Holy Spirit lead us, teach us, so that all of us who trust Jesus Christ, we have the same mind of Jesus Christ.
让我们能够跟从主耶稣基督的脚中心。
We can follow the footstep of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣因受难。得荣耀，让我们这一切信靠他的人，我们成为神的儿女，我们也同耶稣一同受苦，也必与同主耶稣一起得荣耀。
So the suffering Jesus have this his own glory. All of us trust Jesus Christ, we follow his steps, and we suffer, and we also have the glory with him.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好。